News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Despite party promises to the contrary, Garda numbers will not increase in the coming years. So found an internal review of recruitment policies revealed in the Sunday Times. And Mark O'Mara, president of the Garda Representative Association, joins us this morning. Mark, first of all, do these findings in the Sunday Times, do they surprise you?
Morning, Ciara. No, I mean, we've long, I think, held that view and made it quite clear. I know it's an unpublished document, but it does go to bolster and to confirm what we always feared and said in relation to recruitment and retention.
Okay. It would appear across the board that all parties want to see Garda number increases. What are the obstacles, as you see it, for that happening?
I suppose, number one, it's inappropriate for me to discuss any one political party, but just the problems.
The problems in general, I suppose, is what I'm asking you about.
Yeah, I suppose we've been asked, Ciara, in relation to how we would make it more attractive. And our central executive met last week, last Wednesday afternoon, and we came up and identified the following six actions. And they were, number one, we're looking for an immediate increase in the Garda training allowance to €35,000 per year. That's €673 per week. So that's about 80% of the first pay scale or point on the pay scale that we've always sought. And there has been a promise made for double the current allowance, which would be more than that, but over a five-year period. And we believe that that needs to be done now because the problem in crisis is now. And then once attested or become fully sworn, our members should rise to 0.3 on the public sector pay scale. So that would be slightly more than that again. And we'd look to adjust the current pay scale bands to just 8 points. There's currently 19 on that. So bring that down to just 8 points. And a living and accommodation allowance for members in their initial years of service, for members who are attached to the expensive large urban centres. We also suggested an introduction of a long service increment after 25 years service in a Garda Síochána and a pension incentive for members who serve from over 30 years. And then to simplify and address once and for all the occupation supplementary pension for all Gardaí and members.
And I can see, I do see what you're saying, Mark, particularly as the president of the GRA, and those are kind of industry relation positions to adopt. I see that. But would that really get more people applying to be a Gardaí? I mean, I doubt that they even know, most people who are considering or not considering being a guard, that there's 19, pay scale steps rather than eight. Those are kind of nitty gritty points that won't necessarily get people to actually pick up a phone or go online or pick up a pen and apply. Those are the minutiae of things. That's not going to... Is there not a problem as well that the guards constantly talk about how awful it is to be a guard and that puts people off joining?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose your first point, Ciara, the nitty-gritty, and you're correct in that. And they won't see that aspect, but they will see when they log onto the website what the actual salary is and what they will earn from day one. And I think that's probably the first thing that needs to be addressed. You can't have somebody, when you've increased an age threshold to enter on Garda Síochána to 50 years of age, to be expected to enter on €350 per week when they may already have commitments and family and so on. So I think that is one point. And then when somebody goes into that aspect of looking to join our job, they will then look at the minutiae and see what exactly they will be entitled to. But most certainly the pension entitlement for post-13 members is one that has a major impact for everybody. And you're correct.
Most people, Mark, would think that guards have phenomenal pensions, that you can do 30 years of service, and if you went in your early 20s, you could retire in your early 50s on a full state pension, which is something many people in the private sector could only dream about. And you can go off and do other things, as many guards rightly do, because they're only in their early 50s, and they can go off and do all sorts of things and are indeed very well trained to do so.
Correct, and you say that is
a lot of people think the Garda pension is an appealing aspect of being a guard.
They think that it's the golden pension. In fact, it hasn't been the golden pension for decades. Those of us from post 95, for example, we only get 2/3 of our pension. The rest of our pension, until we reach retirement age, we have to apply for a supplementary pension, and there's hoops in which we have to jump through to get that. It's not as simple. We cannot work after we retire. So that's just for those who are post 95 and pre 2013. But those who come in after 2013 actually are only on a pension, which is less than the state pension, and they do not qualify for the state pension when they come to full retirement. So, as you say, it may not appear to be an attractive job, but when we are in a situation where the job is in a crisis for recruitment and retention.
I know, the only answer is
to make it more attractive.
I do take that point, and thank you for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Mark O'Mara, their president of the GRA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.